42. Business. Howard, March 2193, Vulcan. The Enniscorthy Distillery Company was doing well. I looked over the spreadsheet. We were just barely keeping up with orders, and we insisted on COD, so no receivables issues. After some discussion, we decided we needed a planet-bound distillery, and we brought Stefan in to set that up. Bridget slapped the cover closed on her tablet, then set it on the desk. She worked her shoulder and spine a few times before leaning back in the chair. Stefan frowned in her direction.
Backache again? You should see the doctor.
Bridget answered with a noncommittal smile, then looked towards my image on the phone.
I guess you don't get backaches, right?
Not unless I want to. We Bobs try to keep things as realistic as possible most of the time, though. I don't need to let my muscles go stiff, but stretching them out feels good. She nodded, staring into space.
You're effectively immortal, aren't you? How old are you, personally, Howard?
Well, I've only existed for 8 years subjective time as Howard, but my memories go back to original Bob's earliest memories as a child, maybe around 2 years old, so I remember around 29 years as original Bob, then 4 years as Bob One before he built his first set of clones, 4 years as Riker, 15 years as Charles, who was one of Riker's first clones, and 8 years since Charles cloned me. That's subjective time, as I said. There's a lot of relativistic time dilation in there, so I've experienced 60 years of life. She made a face at me.
That sounds complicated. Do you share thoughts?
With the other Bobs? No. When a Bob is cloned, he wakes up with the same memories as his parent at the moment the backup was made. After that, though, we each go our own way.
Wow. I'm not sure I could handle that. Life is complicated enough.
Well, what about as an afterlife? I smiled at her. Original Bob had to die first before he became a replicant. Not much future in death, I'm told.
On the other hand, your relatives stop calling.
We do have one non-Bob, you know. Henry Roberts is the Australian probe replicant. She made a moo of something, maybe disapproval.
Yeah, word is he's not fully bolted down.
Well, Henry had some issues with sensory deprivation early on. We know how to handle it now. Any new replicants would probably be fine. I looked at her sideways. You thinking of applying?
No, just curious.
Stefan added, one eyebrow arched.
Immortality sounds good, though.